This is Julie.
Hey, calendar. What's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 9:05, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry. I can't fit that question into your schedule. 9:15, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwann's help. With Schwann's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at Schwann's.com.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist of billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Yeah. All right. Hello, everyone. Hang on. Or just leave it.
Put that in there.
Hello, everyone. We're going to leave that in and welcome back to Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement, change lives. And today I am here with the one and only Austin Holsey and Chanel Nicole live in studio for a very special show. Now, look. Before we get into it, this whole month we've been talking about perseverance, but this is really special to have them here in studio because Chanel was one of our first guests 3 years ago we had on Elevating Beyond, and then Austin was on a couple of months later, but when Chanel was on and shared her story, we'll have to look up what episode that was, we'll share it in the show notes, so you hear her backstory of overcoming so much adversity. But at the beginning of that show, we read a letter that was sent in, an email by Austin, about how Elevating Beyond was helping him. And now all three of us are sitting here together. By the way, if you want to be on the show, most of the time we're doing it, people are coming here live in studio. And this is just special because they both come not only so far in their businesses and in life over the years, but they've connected with each other in things that they're both doing. So first of all, with two of you being, how are you doing, Chanel?
I'm well, thank you.
How are you?
Doing
awesome.
Great. Doing great.
Triple fist bumps. And like with talking about perseverance, Chanel, like going to you, your whole story, I'm just gonna try to summarize it, but adversity in the home, abuse, physical, mental, running away, basically needing to get away at age, what, 12, 13?
12.
On the streets, on your own, overcoming. And you need to listen to the full episode. She gets deep into the story. It's powerful. Years later, so throw your excuses out the door that your circumstances dictate your destiny. This is proof that they don't. Years later, now you started your own fitness company.
Yep.
And then when I had you on the show, like you had started, you had, I think, one or two people starting to work for you. So where are you there from when you started 3 years later to now? Then I'll get to you, don't worry.
Yeah, so now we've got five team members, and then we have about three, four other contributors. Austin is actually one of our IVP nutritionists on as a consultant on staff. So we're growing. At that time, you know, I went through a transition process, as we talked about, building a team and not getting the right team on board for the mission, and had to totally reconstruct that and build that.
Which we'll get into the perseverance of that too, because I know we had a lot of conversations off air about stuff that I learned the hard way to like today. They both came to Dreamshine, by the way. I got to see Dreamshine live operating. You saw my program director had the "We Don't Allow Gossip Here." Mm-hmm. Those things, getting the drama out of your workplace. That's why we're going in amazing places and speaking like Marriott, Hilton, and everywhere else. But doing those things, like there's so many levels of perseverance of you grind, you start your company, then you start having team members, then you have to learn how to lead them, how to weed them out.
Right, and how to lead them effectively, how to choose the right team members, and that's a huge kind of trial and error process, especially when it comes to building relationships and working with clients and really seeing what's a good fit. Providing a service is much different than just managing people to maybe sell a product.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk more about how Chanel's done a lot of her social media and stuff differently than the norm in an amazing, authentic way, which is continuing to make you, it really shows the core values and the culture of what you're doing. Now, the opposite end, we have this dirt bag here on the show.
That's why I'm going
to call. Austin's my man. Look, so this guy right here, another one of the first guests, one of the first people to join the Elevating Beyond Mastermind, which we were in for some years. We stopped that for a while, everyone. I'm going to be restarting it again. That's a different story, but it was so powerful. We will be starting it again, so get ready for that. But I remember Austin. Now, Austin owns NutriFit. So you see this, everyone watching it on camera, on YouTube, live. We have the video, podcast, listening to it on audio. I'll describe it. It looks amazing. NutriFit says never settle. It's his protein supplement that he created himself. I'm not doing this as a commercial for him, although if you're listening to this and you're watching it and you don't buy it, then we have the sword from 300 here, and Austin's going to slice you down. Now, I can vouch for it. It's amazing. But the story behind the story is what's amazing. When he was first in our mastermind group, he created this supplement, and it didn't look as beautiful as it looks now. Like, he sent me the first version of it, and he had just made something on you do what you can with what you have. That's the perseverance. He had a print shop program, Microsoft Word. Made labels, taped them on, and you were almost like a little embarrassed about it, but I was saying, like, don't be, because you've started. And that's what people don't get. People want to start with this right here, what I'm holding up now, which is years later. They don't want to start, and neither did he. Wish that would be great in fantasy land. It doesn't work like that. But the product, I tried it, and it was good. Like, it's not just about what's in the package. You knew you had something good. You had some trial and error with that, too. I was a guinea pig. But I remember...
Thankfully.
So was I.
Both of you guys.
I remember, like...
It kept me from going bankrupt launching a product that was terrible at first, right?
That you learn... You have to... It's all about perseverance. You have to start and keep learning along the way. And when I talk about perseverance, like, the reason we're sitting here, all three of us together, is... Mark, the producer, knows we're blessed to get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails and messages daily, weekly, right, Mark, of great people wanting to be guests. We're very selective about who we have on because we need to be. We have to be selective about it. Chanel and Austin have walked the talk. They've persevered. The reason they're growing and having this success is they've continued to crawl through that hell and back and keep getting to where they're going. Chanel flew in from California. They had an event in Tennessee. Then they immediately drove 7 hours from Tennessee to be here. When we're done with the show, they're turning around. They're driving 7 hours back. Austin picks his kids up. Chanel flies back to California, back to run her company. They're willing to do this stuff. They're sitting here right now. Everyone else that's wondering, why can't I, like, this is why they're just a little microcosm of why they're successful, because they're willing to keep doing what it takes, like, to take opportunity within the opportunity. That's what they're both doing. And Austin, from how you've done that, we don't need to name names and stuff, but with you being in the mastermind, we talk closely because we get beyond business. It becomes like a family. And you, at the same time that you were launching this, were going through a rough divorce.
Yeah, correct.
And you had every reason to be like, I should throw in the towel on this. And we talked, and we're like, you can't.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that would have been the easy thing to do, especially when you're going through something like that. You know, there's so many excuses you can use to quit. And, you know, that's why we have the F-bomb excuses, because there's always going to be something that you can use to... as an excuse to not do what you really need to do. And I had a a list of those that I could have used, but I knew that God was calling me to do what I was supposed to do, and I just kept at it. It was a struggle, and I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of people quit on their dreams, just because, you know, it gets hard. It's not as easy as everybody makes it out to be.
And the struggle is real. Like, this is why we have Elevated Beyond. It's to share, to let all of you know that you're not alone. That was always my mission, is to make real stories, to give other people hope, to know, like, real talk. There's nights Austin and I would talk, and you'd be like in tears, man. Like, I don't know how I'm gonna get through this and stuff. And I didn't have some textbook. I'm like, you just with God, one day, one step at a time. If you believe in what you're like, God has a plan for you, and you fought through. But that doesn't mean that you're not gonna have nights and tears. And so everyone listening to this and watching this, it's so important, you know, that when you go through those and you're in tears and you're feeling like hope, all the thoughts attack you. We all three have gone through and still go through that. So don't think that makes you, that proves you're going after your dream. Like, Chanel, I'm sure you have had nights where you're in tears and you're like, what am I going to do? Like, you have an example of, you don't have to name any names, but if you want to, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's not mine.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's, you know, for me, there's a dynamic of being a woman in the health and fitness industry. There's a lot of pressure around image and the Instagram culture, and my company is doing things much differently, promoting a lifestyle of empowerment and just being true and real to yourself without having to sell sex. And so just that pressure of turning down opportunities or saying no to something that looks good on the outside, and then going home and being like, man, how am I going to pay this bill? How am I going to make this happen? I should have taken that opportunity, or that would have been the easy way out. But I believe what I believe, and that's what I'm going to persevere through. And I think managing those emotions, I really had to learn how to do that as a leader, as a business owner, managing my team to keep myself under control.
And we're gonna talk about some of the perseverance and the peace side, how they coincide here in a little bit too. But with like what Chanel's saying, you go home with the bills, and like you're the practitioner, you're doing the grind, and you're inspiring your team, and then you're coming home, and it's like, holy crap, we are only made $1,500 and we owe $10,000 this month. And in all rational levels, it should be like, I should give up. This isn't, but then you're like, nope, I'm going to figure out a way. I'm going to keep, but in the moment, like a year, it's like, oh my God, like, help me, God.
Understanding the process, understanding that it's a process, I think is what a lot of people don't see, especially when they have a dream or they're trying to start a company. You have to invest before you really see that return, your time, your money, your resources, your emotions. And you really have to, you do have to have a purpose, inspired by purpose. That's why we do what we do and why we keep going and always coming back to that vision and to that mission.
And what I love, so in like-minded people connect, like you got Dream Shine, we serve, it's all different, but we all share that same mentality. What you do is more than what you do. Like, it's more, it's fitness, you're helping, you're training, it's diet, it's a lifestyle, but it's the mindset, it's like the movement, it's helping people at a whole other level. And I can see how the two of you connect, because it's the same with your protein. Like, the story behind you creating that was your daughter had really bad allergic reactions, right?
Yeah, so she had a really bad ear infection before she was even two, and did a course of amoxicillin and had an adverse reaction, and then come down with an infection of C. diff, which is an overgrowth of a bad bacteria from antibiotics. And we went through, you know, months, the doctors on different medications, and nothing would help. And, you know, it got to the point to where, you know, this is a condition that can potentially be fatal. So I was reaching out to pharmacists and just random people that I knew, and finally found a local pharmacist that, you know, had told me that his granddaughter had the same condition. And he said, come see me. So I went and saw him, and he told me about a certain strain of probiotics that he used for his granddaughter, and within, you know, 3 weeks, she was completely fine. So I bought these, used them for my daughter, and literally in 6 to 7 days, like all her symptoms were gone, her swollen stomach was back to
normal. Wow.
So, you know, I realized the power of what we were doing. And so when I actually started formulating the products, I was in college. I have a bachelor's in dietetics and chemistry. And, you know, what do you do to set your business apart, you know, especially in an industry like the fitness industry? And even though, you know, this is an all-natural product, I wanted this to have a purpose and a vision and have meaning behind it. So that's why I utilized the probiotics and the protein that were the same ones that, you know, contributed to saving my daughter's life. So every time that it's more than just a sale to me, you know, it reminds me of her still being here.
That's cool. And I mean, I told you I'm a customer for life ever since the master. I order it every month. It's so good. And the thing is too, like, how then through that show you both connected. And social media can be a great thing when you continue to connect mm-hmm. with the right people. There's a lot of fakes out there, and I've been calling people out more and more, and I'm enjoying, and I'm not doing it in a negative way. It's to help the right people. It's the ones that are screwing people off with bad advice, that aren't telling the stories of going home crying at night to how to pay your bills because they haven't been through it. They're just making up that they have a business and that they were successful in 30 days and lying that people are failing if they're not doing that, which...
And I'll be the first one to jump in that too, is, you know, that's shit. This is not reality.
Yeah.
It's a lot, because you talk to legitimate business owners and you really come to the conclusion, you're like, hey, you know, this could take 10 years. You know, it took me 4 years from concept to even launch, and you know, it might take 5 years before I'm, you know, able to pay myself from this. So it's really more than just it really dives into more than just purpose and everything else that goes into being an entrepreneur or business owner. Is you have to be willing to sacrifice. I mean, you have to be willing to sacrifice your time and your resources to get to the level that you want to get to, and that doesn't happen in 30 days.
It's disrespectful to say that it's that, because when you get to a level and you have a nicer life and you're doing more and you can give more and you have a house that's beautiful, people can look at it from the outside and say, I want that, that looks great. And it's disrespectful to me and everyone else I've ever known that's been successful to say it can happen in 30 days. I wish it could. That would be great, because we'd all be way ahead in 30 days, but it doesn't work like that. And it's through like that blood, sweat, and tears that you grow as a person, which we'll get into, like how you develop that emotional intelligence, that peace, to start to learn how to lead that movement at a whole other level. But like, there's levels to it, and it takes time. Like Austin said, like 5 to 10 years. People don't want to hear that something that can take 10 years. It's gonna take you usually at least that long to grow something successfully over time. The good news is 99%, like so many people are capable, 99% of people don't wanna do that time. They'll stop after a year. If you stay in it and keep going, it's just that you persevere. That's what it comes back down to, is can you persevere for 10 years? Then get to the point where you have the house, you live in the, and everyone sees that, but they all fall off along the way. So the good news is, those of you that understand, if you keep persevering through it, you're gonna get there if you don't give up. Like, it sounds like a quote, like just a quote from a poster, but it's like a cat hanging from a thing, but it's so true. Like,
it's
if
true.
You persevere and you don't give up and you take time, 90% of the people that started something are gone after 1 year, 2 years. And it's not just because they didn't get the money, because 90% of us didn't have the money, but we kept going and we kept going. You re-strategize, you readjust. 10 years later, if you're still here and you keep outlasting everyone, like, that is how you continue to win.
Well, and I think that's what Austin and I have been able to come together on, from the fitness element to life coaching, entrepreneurial coaching, business coaching. You know, you don't transform your body in 30 days. You can have a transformation, but how do you make that a lifestyle? How do you make it lasting? How do you re-strategize and build as your body adapts, as your mind adapts, as your circumstances change, as your business grows? how you do anything is how you do everything. So
yeah.
Persevering through the process and understanding that each new level, you know, the more fit you are, the harder you have to work to compete at a higher level. And it's the same in business.
That's right. That's right. And it's the business too. Like the years you build those muscles so it's like what you thought was used against you blesses you to, that's 10 years I've been able to deal with these. So right. Now I can deal with this at 10 years in that 5 years ago, if it would have happened, I would have shut down.
Right. I call it conditioning. Just like you condition your body, you condition in life. If you understand that the obstacles are there to strengthen you, if you can develop that emotional intelligence to say, okay, this is just an obstacle. I have to plan that these are going to come. This is going to make me stronger. Maybe it doesn't feel like it right now.
Yeah.
But I know that it's going to make me stronger.
I think that ties into too, you know, Mark, you know this, you know, having a family, having children.
Yeah.
You know, that what you have to put into, you know, it's even more. You know, a lot of people can look at that as an obstacle too, or an excuse that, you know, I don't have time for this. And I've had people tell me that too in the past. You know, you don't need to be focusing on starting a business. You need to focus on this. You need to focus on this. The business is not logical right now. But, you know, they can't see your vision.
No, and you're doing it for your kids, and you don't have to. There's seasons in life. It might not make sense to at 1 year start it. If I'm launching a book and I have a whole book tour and I'm doing a 12 months right. around the world, to say, oh, this same year I want to start this same thing at that same time. But after that, like, there's seasons and there's levels, and it's not an excuse. And also, I met some people that justify, well, I don't ever have time with my kids anymore. I give them money. Then you suck as a parent, by the way, if you're not giving them time. But there are times where you have to grind to put the food on the table, and the kids and family have to comprehend during this season, I have to work a lot of hours. And it's that ongoing communication. But there's the other ones that they're like, mommy or daddy was never in my life. All they ever did was work. You can, it'll never be perfect, but family's part of the grind. We talk about that a lot, and you include each of them in there, and you can be successful. It's like a muscle. You just have to work at it, and there's different seasons. But it's, don't get it twisted in your head that you have to go through multiple divorces and that's the entrepreneur life and all that crap, because there's plenty of successful people that are great mothers, great fathers, great husbands, great wives, great people of faith. They've screwed up. I've screwed up with my kids. I've screwed up with my wife. We fight. We're normal. But just like in business, it's the same thing. Perseverance applies to family. You just like make sure, wait, this area that like we got to manage the tension here. Got to manage it on my company. And it's just, it's ongoing. I hate that excuse. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, and you're right, though. You know, if that's an excuse, you do suck as a parent. And, you know, Mark, you said it too. I mean, I've failed as a parent at times and used the excuse that I'm too busy or work, you know, I have too much work to do. But I think once your mindset starts to change and you realize that, you know, what you're actually doing this for your family and your children, then if that's true, then you're going to make time for your family and your children. You're not going to use an excuse that you can't do something with them and then say, oh, well, this is for my family. It was, you're going to make time for them.
Yeah, there's things that you can't, like the ox is in a ditch, and it's like, if I don't grind and get this out, our family won't eat. So they got to understand, but it should be for a season and not forever.
Right.
That's the thing.
I think a lot of people do get that mixed up. You know, what are you working into your grind? What are your priorities? Identifying what your priorities are, and those are the things that come first.
Yeah.
And then if you don't have space in your life, that's when you have to get comfortable saying no. You
yeah.
have to be able to say no to things, and I had to learn that the hard way. You know, when I was first starting out, I tried to say yes to everything, and it doesn't work.
we have all tried learning it, and I'm always still learning it, because I think naturally those that are doing stuff for the right reasons want to help as many people as possible. It's like in our hearts. I'm not talking about all you sleazy fools that are lying and saying you have something and you're just doing it for the money. which you're never going to last anyway, so the joke's on you. But the real businessmen and entrepreneurs and businesswomen that are influencers, they do care about people deeply and they want to help people. Part of that means we say yes and we overcommit, and then that makes us not be able to actually, I've had to not be able to respond as my social media grew, and then I realized if I respond to everyone, I'm not able to focus on helping the bigger picture of the mission, of the cause. And so there's different levels with that. And the same thing with a family that's involved. And it's just, there's different times or seasons in life.
This is Julie.
Hey, calendar, what's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 9:05, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry, I can't fit that question into your schedule. 9:15, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwann's help. With Schwann's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at schwanns.com.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.